in Austin Hoff. For the Ubley Bearcats, a 5'9 senior, number 10, Kurt Kamoski, a prolific shooter. Jeffrey Wright, the quarterback for the football squad, also the point guard for basketball. He stands at 6 foot. He's a junior. He's number 12. Number 20, Daniel Miroff. He's a 6'1 senior playing guard. Jonathan Bisher, 6'2 senior. He kind of floats in between back and forth. And number 54, Aaron Klama, a 6'4 sophomore. John, what are your thoughts for tonight?
Well, you know, besides the predictions, I'll tell you what I think these two teams are going to be giving us a nice show tonight. The reason I picked Brown City was because I think they're hungrier tonight, even though they didn't really show it in the warm-up.
I believe that. I mean, it could go either way, really. I mean, first time these teams played was overtime, plus by 6 points in Brown City, so anything could happen.
Brown City just cannot afford to have a week this week like last week.
It just depends on how hot the shooters are of Ubley.
That's true.
So we'll see what happens here. Your officials tonight, Harbor Reach crew, Jeff Wojcicki, Daryl Wehner, and Mike Delpierre. 8 minutes are on the clock. Brown City in their away green jerseys, a light green, similar to the old-fashioned Laker green. Yellow or white striping down the sides, white lettering with yellow, or white letters and numbers with yellow outlines. Ubley coming out in their white home jerseys, orange stripe down the side, orange lettering and numbering with a black small outline. For them, as both teams shaking hands, tipping off for Ubley will be the big man, number 54, Klama. For Brown City, much shorter at number 32, Austin Hoff. Brown City will be going right to left across your radio, Ubley left to right, as we're up here in the rafters of the Ubley Fieldhouse on a cold and not-so-blustery night from Ubley, Michigan. There's the tip, and it goes right into the hands of Jeffrey Wright, and we are underway from Ubley, Michigan. Over to the right corner to Mirop, dribbling down to the right elbow, back up to the top to Kamoski. Fisher with it now, right wing. Good ball movement from the Bearcats thus far.
Bearcats attacking a man-to-man.
Jeffrey Wright over to Mirop, had the free throw line, over to Kamoski, left wing, over to the right wing to Fisher. Dribbles once and feeds it back to Wright. Wright dribbling and falls down. It's actually tipped away, and the first turnover for Ubley goes into Brown City's hands. 7.5 to play in the first, no score yet.
Austin Hoff came up with that one.
Jeff Randolph bringing it up for the court for Brown City, right to left across your radio. Into the corner, back up to the top to Hoff. Dribbling to his left to number 5, Justin McPhail. Feeds into the left post, trying to go to work. Number 22, Muxlow, instead he kicks it back out. Swings it all the way around to the right wing. Down to the right corner to 32, Austin Hoff. Now to the left wing. Feed it into inside to number 32. Austin Hoff goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots.
Ubley showing a 2-3 zone.
And a foul goes against Jonathan Bisher, his first, team's first. And head to the line, number 32, Austin Hoff, for two shots. First free throw is up. No good in a practically nearly silent gym. A little bit of light attendance tonight. Presume the weather and cold has something to do with it. Still tied here at 0 apiece. 7:02 left in the first quarter. After the first free throws, no good for Hoff. And he gets the second one to fall. It's a one-point lead for the Brown City Green Devils. 1-0. Pressure coming from the Green Devils on the made basket. Ubley breaks it with ease. Mirop at the free throw line with a jumper. This one's off the mark. Klama with the rebound, the putback. That's no good. Bisher with the putback. This one's no good. Mirop with the rebound. He's still loose for it, and Brown City's going to bring it in into the hands of Austin Hall.
Three shots, three rebounds, no points. We have Muxlow on the outside. That's not a surprise.
Over to the left corner to number 23, Ryan Woods. Drives down the baseline, kicks it back out to the free throw line to Randolph for the shot. No good. Rebound, Klama. But we coming down. He brought the ball down a little bit too much, and it was a jump ball as him and number 22, Muxlow, went at it. And it is a Brown City ball. Hoff inbounding this for Brown City underneath his own basket. Into the hands and the give and go to Randolph. This one's no, or excuse me, a fail. This one's no good. Rebound, Ubley. Into the corner, Bisher for three. Off the mark, short. Double bounce off the rim and get into the hands of number 32, Austin Hoff, for Brown City. Over to the right wing to Randolph. Dribbling. Resets the offense. Jeffrey Wright guarding him nearest. Coming out in that 2-3 zone for Ubley. Picks up his dribble over to the left wing to McPhail. Back up to Randolph. Dribbles back out. Muxlow now at the top of the key. Skip pass to the left wing to McPhail. Down to the corner to Hoff, being guarded by Mirop. Now Kamowski.
Brown City's really making the extra pass right now, looking for the perfect shot. Two post feeds, that's amazing.
Muxlow high to low post, down to number 23, Ryan Woods. He can't hang on to it, goes out of bounds. Brown City turnover, ugly ball, 90 feet from their own hoop, left to right across your radio. 5:37 left in the first. It's 1-0 Brown City. Over Ubley. Jeff Wright's pass is intercepted by Austin Hoff, and it's Brown City ball at midcourt. Over to Jeff Randolph, right wing, back up to the top to Hoff. To McPhail for three, off the mark. Rebound, Kamoski, and we have a whistle away from the ball, and it's going to be a push against Brown City. It'll be the first team foul against the Green Devils. Number 4, Jeff Randolph will be called with it, and that's his first foul. Kamoski inbounds to Bisher. Back to Kamoski.
Got a now full Bisher. Court press.
Basically passing back and forth. Kamoski draws two, and he gives it over to Bisher. Now gives it back to Kamoski. Cross midcourt, net free throw line, driving down the lane, puts up for two, and it falls. First basket for Ubley, gives the lead back to them, 2-1 over Brown City. Around the perimeter, once again, Hoff in the right corner, trying to feed it into Muxlow. Nothing there. Back up top to McPhail, now left wing, top of the key to Randolph. McPhail for the 19-footer from the left wing is no good. Rebound, Bisher for Ubley. Nice box-out efforts for the white jerseys tonight thus far.
Usually it's Randolph and Hoff that will go ahead and shoot the three-pointers.
And Bisher goes up for the shot from the baseline. This one's way off the mark, brought in by Klama, but he fell to the ground and he traveled with it. And this will give the ball back to Brown City. We have substitution. Number 3, Joe Hagner checks in for McPhail for the Green Devils.
Let's see if Joey Hagner goes to the true point guard situation where they can separate Hoff and Randolph, the 2 3-point shooters.
As they feed it down to Ryan Woods, Klama flies into the air and he purposely pumps fakes and draws the foul. So a foul will go against Klama. That's his first, team second for the Bearcats, and they will say he was not shooting. It'll be inbound by Jeff Randolph on the baseline, left side of your radio. Klama sits down. Number 22 for Ubley, Jonathan Brandle, checks in. Into number 3, Hagner. Now the time of key to Hoff. Over to the right wing, Woods takes the long three. This one's way off the mark. Rebound, Mirop. And they say there's going to be a jump ball at the very end of it, but it's going to be ugly ball regardless. 4 defensive rebounds for the Bearcats, 3 offensive already. So 7 total rebounds for the Bearcats, 1 rebound for Brown City. Jeff Wright trying to break the press, gets across timeline to Brandle. Skip pass over to Kamoski, the left elbow goes for the layup. And the runner, this one's off the mark and brought in by Hagner. Brown City trying to run it, now they slow things down. Randolph at the top of the key. Dribbles in, dribbles back out into the corner to Hoff. Hoff feed it in into Muxlow, puts this one up with the left hand, no good. Tipped away by and brought in by Brandle. In transition, Brandle goes up for it. Can't get that one to fall. Wright tries one, that one can't go up. Wright tries to bring it in, and now we have another jump ball. Possession arrow, Brown City. Padding the stats for certain are both teams right now. Ubley now with 10 rebounds already. Jeff Wright sits down. And number 14, Trevor Trepesky checks in for the Bearcats. 3.5 to play in the first quarter. It's 2-1, Ubley over Brown City. 1 made field goal thus far. Over to the left wing. Skip pass to the right wing to Hoff. Into Hagner in the corner. Now dribbles, picks it up. Over to Muxlow. Top of the key. Back over to Hoff. In going in the layup for the right side. This one's no good. Rebound Bisher. But an errant pass is still loose, and Brown City, actually, Mirop brings it in. Mirop goes in for the layup, and he is fouled, and they're going to count the basket, and he's going to line for an old-fashioned three-point play and one. So Mirop gets the second field goal of the night for the Bearcats and extends the lead out to 4-1. Fouls against number 22, Caleb Muxlow, his first, and Brown City second, both teams with 2 fouls apiece. At the line, shooting one is Daniel Mirop, the 6'1 senior.
39% from the foul line.
And he made that one.
That's why I said it.
So Mirov with three. It's 5-1. Aubley